USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Republican National Convention is this week, and President Trump spoke a little bit about what you're going to see coming this week after the constant attacks by the Democrats and presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Well, I think we're going to see something that is going to be very uplifting and positive. That's what I'd like it to be. I think you have to defend yourself by talking about some of the lies, like when he says Social Security. I don't think he knows too much about Social Security.
And though President Trump will be giving his official speech on Thursday night, he will be actively engaged each night of the convention. The Trump campaign announced the full roster of speakers, including First Lady Melania Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former Ambassador Nikki Haley, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and former New York Governor Rudy Giuliani. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalize or having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on a trip to the Middle East, the first of two senior U.S. officials to head to the region this week, as the Trump administration presses an ambitious Arab-Israeli peace push. Pompeo is traveling to Israel, several Gulf Arab states, and Sudan. To accelerate progress in the region, Pompeo is expected to be followed to many of the same destinations later in the week by Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, according to several diplomats. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a disaster declaration in 23 counties as approaching storms are expected to impact his state as well as Louisiana and Mississippi. Hurricane Marco and Tropical Storm Laura, both forecast to make landfall early this week, will be arriving as the area continues to respond to the coronavirus. The National Hurricane Center has upgraded Marco to a full hurricane with maximum winds of 80 miles an hour. They also warned it could bring life-threatening storm surges. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Postal Service bill has passed the House, but faces a battle in the Senate, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
The House has approved a bill that provides $25 billion in funding to the U.S. Postal Service and also includes a pushback to changes that critics say would cause major delays in mail-in ballots during the election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CNN that wasn't the only concern.
Of course, they don't want to do anything about the election, the $25 billion that would go to the Postal Service. And that's not about the elections only. It's about the coronavirus. It's about the nearly 100% of the prescriptions that go through the mail from VA for our veterans.
On ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
When you look at the bill that was passed yesterday, that bill was not a serious bill. It's $25 billion. It doesn't do anything to sustain the postal system long term. It's going nowhere.
It's been 3 months since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis sparked nationwide protests against police brutality, calling for criminal justice reform. In California, lawmakers now have until August 31st to consider more than a dozen bills aimed at reducing, overseeing, and disciplining the kind of police violence that led to Floyd's death. A recent study by the American Civil Liberties Union found that fatal shootings by police officers did not appear to slow down amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Thanks for spending part of your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.